We're missing Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Phillips, he's going, he wants to ask us a question.
Okay, what you asked me to do.
I understand.
Go ahead. What you asked me to.
Even when we're here, we're not paying attention.
We defer.
What you asked me to do was to try to come up with some language that would give the Planning and Zoning Commission some leeway to approve something for the buffer area, 30-foot buffer area adjacent to the roadway frontage that would be something other than forested or strictly forested or landscape buffer. And as you will recall, as written in the lead-in there on page 2, 99-5, it talks about the plan will be designed and certified to by Delaware licensed landscape architect. So here's what I've come up with. At the end of that section, there's 99-5, and then it's got A through J. I would add a one that would be lettered as K that said, notwithstanding any other provisions of this section, the Planning and Zoning Commission shall be authorized to approve a plan for the roadway frontage of a development, which may include features such as berms, fences, walls, golf courses, landscaping, trees, paths, open areas, or a combination thereof, which is designed and certified to by a licensed Delaware landscape architect and reviewed by the state forester to be placed within the landscaped or forested buffer area.
For the purpose of, you mentioned open space, I mean.
Well, you talked about Mr. Tunnel's development, a portion of that is pretty open. Something other than a line of, in here we say it's got to be a certain number of trees per 100 foot.
For the purpose of visually screening the structures from the roadway.
That was Rich Collins.
It is. It's Rich.
It was him, wasn't it? You recognize that?
He wanted three trees, then an open spot, and then another three trees. There's this one area, let me step.
For the purpose of visually screening the development from the
roadway?
Passing from the roadway.
I'm hung up. Stop, I think.
I'm getting
obsessed about that.
Before that's my adjacent. You guys period.
Notwithstanding any other provisions of this section, Planning and Zoning Commission shall be authorized to approve a plan for the roadway frontage of a development, which may include features such as berms, fences, walls, golf courses, landscaping, trees, paths, open areas, or a combination thereof, which is designed and certified to by licensed Delaware landscape architect and reviewed by the state forester to be placed within the 30-foot buffer area for the purpose of making the development less visible from the roadway.
That sounds good. Jim, on page 4, let me just, hopefully there's no complaints on what you just said. Back on page 4, D, 99-16D, where the underlined part, the 30-foot wide forested or landscape buffer strip required by shall be provided along the outer perimeter of any boundary of a residential
major
subdivision or development of 4 lots or more, period. Because we've decided that it should be everybody treated equally, and it's not just adjacent to farmland, but just everybody. So I mean, we just stop it there. I think, do you see where I'm saying, Finley?
I do.
Right, and we strike the rest of that.
Well, don't you still have to put that agricultural purpose, you know, they, or is that,
no,
we're still covered with that, Jim?
Well, no, we're not going to worry about it. We're just going to say any subdivision created in that area is going to now have the 30-foot buffer around all perimeters. So even if it's agriculture or wooded or some minor subdivisions or some stripped off lots.
So you want to require whether it's adjacent to agriculture or not?
I believe I heard a consensus earlier about that, didn't
I? Got to stop this.
You ever heard of the vibrate button?
No, I don't know how to do that.
You could do that.
All the way around. Didn't you say everybody should be treated the same, so we can do it?
I just said I'm not, whatever the number shakes out, I think it should be treated the same. I'm not saying 30 feet is a number.
Well, I'm agreeable to 30. What are you agreeable to do? 30, what are you agreeable to advance?
Well, the 30 has always been there.
30 has always been
there. I know that. But I didn't say I agree with it. I said it's always been there. Yeah. We can always make it less. That's no problem.
That softens some of the things. And adds to the it adds to the their open space requirements anyway, Finley. It fits right in. It's a fit.
It should be provided for four lots or more that are adjacent to, you know. So
lots or more in there just to keep it from applying to a minor subdivision.
Right, that's a stop point that we've always used, minor, major. It separates minor, major.
So you would make it four development of four lots or more,
period,
other ownership.
Well, it's saying here, but look at that last letter. It says adjacent to agricultural farmland.
I know. Are they trying to buffer the air from the
somebody
previous
brought up,
version, maybe?
It was.
Yeah. Somebody one time brought up, Finley, why would we have 30 feet of wooded buffer against a forest?
But how do you know they got four?
Well, it may be a forest today, but it may not be a forest in the future. So what I'm saying is we ought to do them all. Anyway, out there, technical.
And he's getting paid. And he's getting paid for this shit. That's the bad thing. God.
He doesn't know how to turn the thing off. How's he getting his sleep?
He didn't say he was smart. Not once have we ever heard him say that. But.
Not now.
Dan Kramer, you got an opinion on this?
This is not.
He's an expert. He's an expert.
Nova Scotia, wondering if you were still.
Still here? Nova Scotia.
Still had
good
ties.
Spot?
What did
good
he say?
He wanted to know if you had still had ties to
all right, what's your pleasure, gentlemen?
What did we end up with?
Well, we still haven't ended up
with it. Just what you said.
30 feet all the way around? Is that
yeah.
a consensus?
Unless. No. Or you said at four lots.
It's 2-2 on census on 30 feet. So.
It's like another.
Well,
that's what he said.
What you asked me to do was to give some way of easing the requirement along the front boundary.
Right, I know that.
That was my mission.
Right,
right.
Right.
And you did a hell of a job, too.
I'm just wondering.
So why don't you vote on that like it is? Leave the rest of it alone.
Yeah, that's right.
This means a guy can come in this on an agricultural piece of ground and doesn't have to put any buffer, right?
Yeah, but George, that's...
That's what?
Maybe you want to amend the thing in the future if you want to do that, because you're...
No, I'd like to... I think we can strike it, Jim, easily just by drawing a line through some wording and get rid of it if there's a consensus to do that.
The simple act of drawing a line may not be the end of it, because by drawing that line, you're making the ordinance more restrictive.
Can't do that.
That's why we can shrink that 30 to...
Now, you're not making it more restrictive by easing the requirement along the frontage boundary to be something other than just trees or landscaping. You're giving a little bit of flexibility there, but when you're saying you're going to change the type of developments it would butt up against.
No, it just says adjacent to agricultural farmland. Will you just strike
that part?
Well,
that was really what brought us to this whole thing
in
the first place, the marsh farm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The marsh farm. Did they ever get relief? I
don't know much about them. Yeah, they have satisfied all their conditions.
So we don't need this ordinance.
Stop. This is merely an exercise to give me full employment.
The real estate's slow.
I'm not complaining.
I move we defer. Let's get Mr. Dixon on this discussion.
Oh, well,
Jim, could you possibly put that in writing? I mean, you know, that out there. I know that, but I mean, Dale's not here.
It's always
and it
good
would be a lot easier to visual see for the first.
Sure, I can, the thing about the frontage boundary?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can type that up.
Right, and let them make it and put it. That number you can reduce without doing anything, because you're making less.
I don't want to.
It ought to be 30 feet on everybody, ought to be doing it equal, but we're away from it.
Beg your pardon?
Vance don't like that.
Anything like 30 feet, you wouldn't see the shingle.
He didn't say he didn't like trees. Okay. Okay, so Jim's gonna write up. Any other questions? Most and gentlemen, one way or another, let's get it moving.
I'm tired. We defer.
Second it, Lynn.
Mr. Rogers?
Gotta let Pop-Pop have a say.
I second it, I guess.
So crazy.
I'm getting tired, come on. I'm getting hungry.
Are you hungry?
We had late lunch.
It's been moved second that we defer action and put it back on the agenda for the first. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion
for adjournment?
I said earlier on, yeah, I know.
We have to come tonight, is that important?
We gotta start listening to you.
No, you won't.
Can you bring me a takeout?
Take one?
Can you bring me a takeout?
Where?
Dinner tonight, if I don't come.
Yeah, you sit there and wait, I'll bring you a good one. Motion for adjournment, gentlemen?
Yes.
Ones we didn't eat at lunch.
Bring some.